Many of you may remember this moment in history. On March 30th, 1981, President Ronald Reagan had just finished a speech at the Washington Hilton Hotel. As he was walking toward his limousine, waving to the crowd on the sidewalk, shots rang out.
Shots have been fired at President Reagan. According to initial reports, the president was not injured. He has been returned to the
White initial House. News bulletin turned out to be wrong. Reagan was seriously wounded, but he survived. We would later learn that the would-be assassin was a young man named John Hinckley, who believed the attack would impress the actress Jodie Foster. Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University, and he joins us now. Julian, hard to believe this was 40 years ago and such a different world, especially with regard to news coverage.
Absolutely. This is a moment the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the United States was very hot, with fears that a nuclear war was still possible. It was a moment when the idea of assassination was very real for many adult Americans. They remember John F. Kennedy being killed in 63, or Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King in 68. And cable news was really new. CNN just went on the air in June 1980, and news coverage still primarily meant for most Americans the three major networks, a handful of major city newspapers and radio stations.
Well, after President Reagan was shot, Secretary of State Alexander Haig famously said he was, quote, in charge. It seemed like there was a tremendous amount of chaos in the government at that moment. Remind us what happened.
Well, some of the chaos was just the aftermath of an assassination attempt where people were scared. They were getting news that wasn't often correct and trying to figure out what was happening. George H.W. Bush, the vice president, was on his way back from Texas. And in the middle of this, Secretary of State Al Haig says he's in control at a press conference. The 25th Amendment doesn't stipulate that he would be the person in control. That would, after the vice president, be the Speaker of the House. But he says this, and it creates this impression for the public and even for people in the administration that no one really knows what's going on and that the situation is a little bit out of control with the president incapacitated.
Well, White House Press Secretary James Brady was also seriously wounded that day. He suffered brain damage. He was paralyzed. And later he became a prominent voice against gun violence. And it's so interesting to consider Brady's work now, given the sheer number of mass shootings we have experienced as a country in recent years.
Yes, and his name is associated with legislation that would ultimately be pushed through when President Bill Clinton was in office. But increasingly, the Republican Party is at odds with issues like gun control. And the kind of argument that was made by Brady and for Brady after he was struck and severely injured just seems to have vanished from the landscape of the GOP.
Well, the assassination attempt was just 2 months into Ronald Reagan's presidency. He won a landslide re-election victory over Democrat Walter Mondale in 1984. Republicans often invoke Ronald Reagan as an icon of the party. How do you see his legacy today, Professor? And would he even recognize the Republican Party as it exists in 2021?
Well, I think we can't forget that for a lot of the United States, Reagan wasn't politics as usual. He was actually pretty radical, and you can see the seeds of what would happen to the Republican Party begin during the 1980s, the rampant partisanship, the backlash politics, the conservative shift on issues like taxation and deregulation. They were all happening with Reagan. So it starts then, but that said, the party has radicalized, and the divisions that were still present when Reagan was president are no longer there. The party is very much on the same page, and it's a rightward page. And so right now, Reagan might be surprised, even though if he looked back at his presidency, I think he could see where things were going to go.
Professor, I have 20 seconds left. What do you remember from that day 40 years ago?
Just a sense of shock and confusion, and watching on television as a Generation Xer, watching this unfold and just not knowing what was coming next, who did it, and what this would all add up to.
40 years after the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan, Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Professor, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.